Welcome to the special edition of the Empowerment Bamboo Podcast, Phoenix Journey.
Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm Ayaka, your host. In this special episode of the Phoenix Journey series, you will be introduced to the work of Phoenix. We define Phoenix as a young project maker. In the Phoenix series, stories of young entrepreneurs working on bamboo will be introduced every 6 months period. I am sure that the stories of their progress, the problems, the success, the failures, and more will be your inspiration. In this conversation, you'll be introduced to the work of Paulino Batao. And now, enjoy the show. So very welcome, dear Paulino. I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Could you please share a little bit about your background and then how you became interested in working with bamboo?
I'm a Mozambican, born and raised. And currently I'm living in Frankfurt, Germany, since 4 years. I'm a bamboo enthusiast, I have a degree in tourism management, and I have a master's in environmental studies and sustainability from Lisbon. I am also a co-founder of an organization, a non-profit organization in Mozambique that's called ASAMBA, or in English is Bamboo Friends Association. And in Germany, I also co-found a social enterprise called 101 Bamboo Solution. It's 101 from the basis solution. And currently also I'm lecturing at university, Rhein-Main-Neckar University, here in Germany, Wiesbaden, in a faculty of architecture. And I'm a community manager in a Weltweit organization, is a Germany non-profit organization that supports the local initiative in a sustainable ideas or projects. And actually, I'm one of the person that's, I'm a community manager and I'm a project manager. I'm both. Yeah, so basically that's my background.
How about like how you became interested in working with bamboo?
Well, being a Mozambican, we have been in contact with bamboo since then, but I never had any interest of that because my grandma's house was made out of bamboo and other local material. So I was taught like why my grandma is living in such a poor house because we live in like a proper concrete house. But yeah, after that, I went to study up north of Mozambique where they use a lot of more bamboo than south. I'm from south. In the north, they use a lot of bamboo, like to do fences, to do furniture. They do a lot of decoration with that. But still was like, okay, it bring me the curiosity of bamboo. But then the bamboo came really into my life when I went study in India in 2005. I was there for 3 years and I saw how much they could do with bamboo. So it's like start having like more interest on bamboo. And when I come back from my studies, as I said, like I studied tourism management, like mainly ecotourism. I was working for a British couple in Mozambique in one of the most beautiful like archipelago, like with more than 32 islands. And the resort was mainly made out of bamboo. I believe like 70% of the resort was mainly made out of bamboo and other local construction material. And well, we're charging a fortune for people to sleep on those hats on bamboo. Then I thought, oh, wow, bamboo seems to be the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my interest got from there. And then I decided to study my master's. No, before that, I was working in another resort in a coastline. Mozambique is like a great coastline, like beautiful beaches and stuff. And I thought that maybe I could have a bamboo as an alternative construction material to build luxury resorts on this area. Then I start planting my first 3 hectares of bamboo with two different species, like for construction. Then I never stopped. Then I went to do my master's, and my master was a bamboo related as well. And I did a prototype of a resilient house out of bamboo, resilient from floods and cyclones. Yeah, that's basically where I got interested in bamboo. Since I started seeing that bamboo, it's a great natural resource, not just for the construction material, but later on I find out for the environmental protection and mitigation is such a great plant. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for telling me that. Please elaborate a little bit more what you're doing currently.
Yeah, well, after having this first 3 hectares of bamboo planting, I decided to open this to co-found these two organizations, one in Mozambique, one in Germany, to bridge has a bridge. And I realized that people in Mozambique doesn't have much knowledge about bamboo as I did. Like, well, I'm also kind of fresh, although I have a farm for more than 12 years now. I realized that the society, the government, non-governmental organization, the local community doesn't know much about bamboo. Then I decided to contact friends to see if we could build educational and a research center. So my main project is to build a research center in Mozambique that we can teach the local community, the government, and other institution about the importance of bamboo. And right now we also have a project before the this research center. We have a project of rehabilitate 12 hectares of degraded land, planting bamboo and endemic trees. So I'm doing a lot of things with the bamboo, so then I have to give priorities. So my main project is a research center, but before that I have another little project that's are going in parallel. And right now the most important one is the rehabilitation of 12 hectares. This will be as a showcase of bamboo ecosystem service.
Yeah, surely like bamboo has a lot of potential in many ways, and then that's beautiful. Okay, so have you encountered any unexpected challenges while working on a bamboo project? Like you have so many projects, but maybe you can select some of the project and then you can tell us like what is the challenges that you have been encountering.
Yeah, well, one of the first challenges as any startup is people believe in you, so then they can support you financially or with like know-how, so the project can carry out. This was my first challenge, and then I also realized there's no much knowledge about bamboo on this region of Mozambique, or the bamboo is not being explored as at its maximum, as its potential. So for people to understand that or to get in this level, there's a lot of work to do to make them understand, okay, to raise awareness on bamboo ecosystem service, either in a social economic aspect or environmental aspect. So if they have this cultural, strong cultural on bamboo, such in some countries in Asia, in South America, will be easier to develop such a project. But then we have to start from the ground to explain why bamboo, and this takes a long time for the community, the government, and so other institutions to understand the importance. So my main challenge first is the people to buy this idea, because they have no idea what bamboo can do. And second of all, yeah, money-wise, we need that to start the project. But
I
right,
hear you.
yeah.
It's always very hard to change the people's mindset first thing first. Now, but I want to hear the more positive side of your project.
Uh-huh.
What do you find most exciting or rewarding about working with bamboos?
Yeah, as I said, I started working with bamboo a long time ago. Not long time ago, but at least like a dozen of years, 12 years now. And I never gave up. My farm burned so many times because of like an uncontrolled fire, but I never gave up. And now that we managed to do a crowdfunding campaign, we did our first international bamboo workshop in October last year, and that was a success because we managed to gather like 8 countries to come to Mozambique.
Wow.
We had at least 100 people participating in 10 days. Workshop was very intense. We did bamboo cultivation and management, bamboo for charcoal, because charcoal is one of the logging. It's one of the problems that we have in Mozambique. 80% of the population still use firewood to cook and heat the houses. So we thought that it's good that we teach the local community how to use a bamboo to produce charcoal, for instance, and bamboo for foods and in construction. So I loved that people, after this workshop, we had a really good outcome. The people start understanding the value of bamboo. So we start having more organization looking for us, try to get to have a partnership, which we already signed like an MOU with the government to rehabilitate the 12 hectares that I said. And we also have funds of like Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance to start building up. So yeah, the most amazing things is when you transfer this knowledge to the local community, to the people, when you do it well and the people start believing you, it's a great I'm grateful that we managed to do some crowdfunding and we managed to do this first workshop regarding bamboo ecosystem service in Mozambique. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Wow, that's so amazing. Just by hearing like your stories, like how it's really encouraging to hear that you your project could change the people's mind and then encourage that people to understand more the value of the bamboo. That is so beautiful and then very inspiring. Now, could you please tell me about your favorite bamboo project done by others, maybe like which inspired you throughout your career,
Yeah, there's
if there is.
so many projects. Our partner, which is like Jaime Peña Studio, he's a Colombian but living in Mexico. He has like a beautiful projects, and he made us a really nice design of our research center. But still, we have to integrate the local community to discuss with them to see where we can change or not. So he's one of my first inspiration, Jaime Peña. Thank you for your collaboration and support us, Jaime. And also, I've seen some projects like I don't know if you ever heard about Yasmin Lahri, an architect from Pakistan. She won an award in 2003 of vernacular architecture, and her plan is to build 1 million affordable house by 2024 in Pakistan. After the floods in 2022, I guess. So that's a great example of how bamboo can really sustain and then help local community to survive climate change effect. Yeah, this is one of the great projects because it really reminds me of my own thesis, my own project of my master's. I did a house out of bamboo, resilient to cyclones and floods. So she have a plan of building like 1 million houses in
Wow.
2024. This is like incredible for me. So she really inspired me and carry on in my project. And there is another architecture from Rwanda. Her name is Noella. She studied in South Africa, and she have like a project in agricultural infrastructure, so built out of bamboo, really beautiful design, and she encouraging rise awareness on bamboo ecosystem service in Rwanda, and she just made a beautiful work. So these three, there's so many others, like Andres Bappler has beautiful works as well. So there's too many.
Yeah. Wow, thank you so much. What is your next step?
Well, we already, after this workshop in October, we already have like the next the coming workshop is in February. We probably going to discuss about the kit, because the kit of the my project of my master's, that's to build a resilient housing that has to be affordable. By coincidence, one of my colleague also did the same thing. He has the same project for his master, so we decided to join that. We are connected to the Rhein-Main-Schule University, and we traveling with 12 students to Mozambique, in connection with universities in Mozambique as well in architecture department. We will discuss the possibility of building such a kit that is affordable and resilient to floods. So this is the next step, which is very close by. At the same time, we also will discuss the regional curriculum for the research center. So there's at least seven countries of sub-Saharan region that will join on this workshop in October, in February, that we will discuss the curriculum. Of course, we want to build a really nice research center, but yet we have to find how this could be sustainable. Because there's no point of building something before you really understand how could this be sustainable in the long term. So yeah, I'm really looking forward for that. And also this bamboo, I call bamboo lab. I would call a bamboo lab, the bamboo park, to make a really nice landscape on bamboo and endemic trees on these 12 hectares that we need to rehabilitate. I'm really excited to start that, but I'm not a landscape architect, but we have one landscape architect. So if we have more landscape architect, they invited to join us and help us do a nice design on that. So I'm really excited for these three coming activities.
Oh, thank you so much. Any closing messages?
Well, first of all, as I say, if there is anyone out there that is a landscape architect, that will be helpful to support us on designing the bamboo lab that we need to do, like starting from this year, because we have already have some funds. It's a small funds that is a good to start with, and yeah, join us in our journey by supporting with ideas, with your know-how, by spreading our crowdfunding. Our crowdfunding still going on, is in a better place. This is the Germany biggest crowdfunding platform. We're still there doing our crowdfunding, and yeah, embrace bamboo. Bamboo is the future. That's what I would like to leave as a message. Just join us and believe in what we're doing, because we're doing art.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel inspired by this podcast just like I do now. If you're vibing with what Paulino shared, here's what you can do next. Check his bubble project, join his ongoing fundraising for campaigns, also connect to Paulino on LinkedIn. You can also discuss that a various aspect of his this episode with other listeners in our Facebook group. I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again. See you next Monday.